The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hello. Hello. Hey. I was going to do a funny voice in the funny voice machine. You know, hold on. Here's the thing. Let me turn your mics on.
Where's Beelzebub at?
It says bypass.
Oh, you just bypassed Beelzebub's voice while we're listening to Painted Black.
Yes, I did. That doesn't help either. Hey, what the hell? This is such a ripoff. Oh, no, it's still on bypass. What the hell? Oh.
Hi.
There's Beelzebub.
Hi there. Welcome to the Black Friday edition of the Nate Darling Show.
Black Friday!
Black Friday! Ha 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 ha! Oh yeah. Sam Platts is here, Diana Hong's here, Kareem Daniels is here, and here's that idiot who can't figure out his own shit. It's Nate!
Thanks.
Professionally trained DJ, where's that button?
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
It's true, I'm licensed by the Federal Communications Commission.
That's cute.
I have a restricted radio phone license, which you don't need anymore. Coming up today on the Black Friday show, lots of songs with black in them, or by black.
You don't mean African-American or anything like that?
It means any number of things, Sam.
Okay.
So we'll find out what they all are. Coming up today, Rabid Homos and the Doggers.
Rabbits or rabid?
Rabid Homos.
Okay. We're looking forward to that.
We'll talk about an ugly Christmas tree, a dumb criminal, and why pancakes, or lack thereof, led to a stabbing.
That's the best part.
I know.
That's the one. That's the keeper.
All right. Well, I was going to do the arrest report, but we did that last show, so fuck you. Yeah, that guy. Kareem, how you doing, man?
I'm not buying shit this weekend.
God bless you.
But if you're not Kareem and want to buy shoes at Nordstrom in Roseville, come see me.
Again, nothing.
Do you have to work Black Friday?
Yeah. Damn. I work like 1 to 10 or 2 to 10 or something like that.
This will
like
be
that.
A soul food weekend. I'm not eating nothing.
Come on.
I'm not eating nowhere that is not owned, black owned or operated.
Good. I support that. I would love some gumbo. Give me some of that.
Where are you? And like, where is that in Sacramento?
I'm gonna go Sandra D's, dude. Sandra D's.
And Sac?
Sacramento Midtown. This is a couple blocks
there's
from
a
here.
Black
oh, really?
There's a black coffee shop in Natomas. I can go get my coffee and pastries there in the morning.
Yeah, there's plenty of places you can go.
Sandra D's is around the corner. Yeah,
because like, there's this one place in the Bay that's like so fucking good. I can't remember the name of it.
There's
a couple.
There's a new place on Del Paso that I can't think of the name of that I went to a couple weeks ago.
Oh, there's an old place on Del Paso that I went to this past weekend that's nothing but old white ladies. You won't want to go there.
Yeah. Not on Black Friday.
No. What about I have no idea who runs this, the Sticky Gator, which is in the old Rick's Dessert Diner. I know we're super Sacramento local right now. It's supposedly got soul food. I have no idea who runs it. I think
yeah,
it's just
Sticky
open.
Sticky Gator has
that
to
guy
be soul.
Owns a place on Broadway, too.
Oh, that sounded pretty cool, didn't it?
I heard that in my ear and my headphone.
That was pretty good. What was it? Went to Costco this past weekend in Woodland because
the Kirkland.
Because the Costco near Cal Expo, there was literally no place to park. Every parking space full, people circling around, doing that stalking of the parking space. And Leslie and I were there. She's like, oh, I should have gone to Woodland. I go, why don't you just go to Woodland then? let's go. So we drove to Woodland, which is the garden spot of Northern California, Woodland,
right.
California.
Yep.
And I've never seen this quite like this at a Costco. There were, because they have food samples.
I love the Costco.
Okay. Well, people were getting the food samples. Like, it looked like a fucking picnic. It looked like because they had like plates.
Waiting
and
in line.
Yes. All around and plates and forks. And I'm
give
like,
me my cheese cube, baby.
Oh, my God. It was crazy.
I love the Costco.
Welcome to Costco.
I got
to
try some of that Jimmy Dean sausage because I haven't had
Costco.
It before.
Wait, I have tomorrow off. I'm going to the Costco for lunch.
Actually, so hold on. She's talking about something different, though. If you're going there for their $1.50 Polish sausage.
No, I'm talking about the $1.50 Polish sausage and the samples.
Okay.
She's going to spend the whole hour
there. She's a sample girl.
Oh, I went to Costco with Ray. I used to be my roommate a while back, but went to Costco and like I was like waiting for a sample and he was like taking a picture of me. I was like, "What the fuck are you doing?" He's like, "I'm trying to capture the longing in your eyes."
It's a true thing of beauty. Apparently, Dana Hong wants something in this world, and it's free samples at Costco.
It's tiny bits of free food.
Oh, when I was younger, my mom was like, "All right, I'll take you out to lunch," and she'd take me to Costco and just be like, "All right, this is your lunch," and just free samples.
Okay, so what you're doing is you're re-experiencing this desire to have that care of your mother.
You're reenacting the child abuse of your youth.
Dude, when I was young, like when I was living on my car, this is how I ate when I was living in Arizona. Like this is how I ate. I would go to Costco.
Hold on. I never lived in my car, so I've never achieved that level of desperation. But it was a long time before I had a Costco membership.
That costs money, right?
They
oh,
do.
My parents forgot to take me off the Costco membership because they forgot that I was on it.
That you existed?
So I milked
that
shit. But then you just flash the card. So I just had the card.
You could straight fake it.
Yeah. And, but
up
like,
until
even
the
if
point of sale.
Yeah. So I don't need to buy anything. I just need to flash the card.
Samples are
that's
free.
From like years ago, which I still don't know if my parents like took me off or not because I haven't.
Only one way to find out.
Give it
so
a
I should buy something?
Spree.
Fuck that shit. And it's $1.63 including tax for the hot dog.
She knows.
I told you, lived on my car.
Get it down.
You don't even need to go inside for that shit.
Well, it was. I was there, and I took a picture of what I thought was, just ultimate sadness.
Let
me scroll down to this shot here. Kirkland Light Beer in the 48 pack.
I saw you posted
the 48 pack of Kirkland Light Beer.
Am I the only one that's not happy about that?
Well, it's the packaging. It's everything about it.
Well, I came up with a slogan for them.
There's 48 of them. I'm fine.
I came up with a slogan for them. Kirkland Signature Light Beer, when you've just given up.
Yes. It's accurate.
I didn't even check how much it was. Because I'm like, there is no way I'm buying that.
I will actually consider it. Because their vodka is really good. Their vodka is really good. That's why I'm okay with this.
And I also have to say, Costco has deals with a lot of corporations where they can rebrand whatever they get right off the freaking assembly line. They put the Kirkland Signature label on, sell for cheaper. Same damn product.
Well, yeah,
exactly. That's what Grey Goose is the same. Kirkland and Grey Goose are the same people.
Same vodka.
Yeah,
so... I'm okay with
that
trying this light beer shit.
If you're going to stoop to the light beer level, this might be all right.
Yeah, because they know what they're doing. They're like, no matter what, like you guys know this is like getting the Walmart Airborne versus the regular Airborne.
Yeah,
it's the same fucking thing. You know, it's the same shit. So why are they going to spend extra money? Because that's where the money would be going. Mm-hmm. That's where you would be paying extra for the marketing and the packaging.
And all that to say, we're totally reinforcing your clever slogan.
Yeah, well, and
when you've just given up. And so I went on Beer Advocate to see what people were saying about this because I know somebody makes it for them. And the review from someone who has sampled a lot of them, the quote is, "The good news is that I would rank Kirkland Signature Light Beer in a first place tie with Milwaukee's Best Light."
Shut up.
So,
oh, my God.
So that's where it is. It's as good as Milwaukee's Best Light.
How come I'm just picturing the intro to Laverne and Shirley right now?
Because it's Milwaukee. But Miller's the beer that made Milwaukee famous.
Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated.
Kareem, I know you're not buying anything this weekend, but at any point in the future or the past, would you consider buying Kirkland Signature Light Beer?
We're going to do
no.
it.
That would not pass. We've had this discussion that if Coors Light does not pass the test at the Black Barbecue, this stuff certainly would not.
No, that's valid.
This is beer pong. That's beer pong beer.
Okay, yeah. Beer pong beer.
Yeah.
Hey,
what else
pack?
Would you drink that shit for? It's straight up beer pong.
Yeah.
Sealed that deal. Diana Hong with the final word.
All right.
Duh.
So I wanted to check the Iron Sheik to see what he was tweeting about. The Iron Sheik's tweeting about Ferguson, by the way. He tweeted, "Don't be a fucking jabroni and make thing worse in the USA. # peace in Ferguson." He's a complicated man, the Iron Sheik.
That's a light way of putting it. He's very complicated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the question that people should be asking is, why would you wait till 8:30 at night?
It was actually after 9 o'clock. Yeah. Oh, wait, well, are they're central time, so it was... Yeah, so I don't know.
Why would you wait till 8:30 at night to release?
The whole thing was weird to me.
They're waiting for the West Coast to, you know, all the news
to get dark,
to get ready.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, no, they're waiting for after work and stuff, where people would just be sitting around the TV and doing that.
I'm confirming that their waiting was for a purpose and probably a diabolical reason.
Well, I don't know if it's diabolical, or I'm sure part of it was they wanted to have time because they rolled in the National Guard and put them around certain places for protection or whatever they want to call it.
That's
so that
true.
Takes time. But my other guess is, in case everything went fucking sideways, they didn't want that playing out in the dinner hour in New York and Boston and all up and down the East Coast.
Oh, they're protesting in the streets in all those places right now.
Sure, but you didn't want to have
okay,
that.
Okay, so then you could wait till the next morning.
Well, they could have done it on Black Friday and no one would have noticed because they would have been in line. We're going to announce it on Black Friday at midnight.
You could have did this the next day in the morning or in the middle of the day as
they could
opposed
have done it,
to...
Kareem, they could have done it this morning. They had reached a decision at 11 a.m. Pacific time.
They had reached a decision a couple of weeks ago.
I mean, it was out at the very least
it's
today.
It's been out there for about a month now that they weren't going to indict him. So you had enough time to plan this where you could have did this in the middle of the day.
But where's the dollar dollars in that, Kareem?
Yeah.
It's all about the dollar dollars.
Yeah.
But just for the record, no one's surprised, right? Because I'm. Why are we still talking? No one's surprised.
Well,
right?
Let's say happy Black Friday. It's all about the dollar dollars.
That's it.
I just want people to buy from me on Black Friday because I'm desperate.
I'm not buying shit.
All right. Well, Iron Sheik also tweeted, Cosby, you have the sex with the Kurt camera. Next, I hear you fuck the Hulk Hogan.
I love how he referred to it as the sex.
The
Iron
sex.
Sheik, you make me happy.
He also tweeted, fuck the flip-flops.
that was wonderful.
At least he's got alliteration working for him there.
You know, I'm just going to close his Twitter feed right now and go out with a winner.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
Nope, fuck the flip-flops is where we're going to just jump right off right there.
Good
so
one.
That's I always like to check in with the Iron Sheik and see how he's doing.
Thank you.
Sam, when we were between shows, you have to, because we're listening to Adam Sandler close out the Thanksgiving show
with the
Thanksgiving song. And one of the lyrics is, my brother likes to masturbate with baby oil.
Yes.
And you brought up the question, what's the deal with pushing baby oil or lotion?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's usually in a comedy flick, and I don't know what it is, but they're propagating this notion that masturbation is in the pleasure is increased perhaps by some sort of a softener or lubricant.
Well, I think it's more of the simulation of a vagina.
No, but see,
by moisture.
No, this is used in the masturbation context.
Yeah, I know.
And absolutely, if there's a poor woman whose vagina doesn't get properly wet.
No, but what I'm saying is it makes your hand feel more like a vagina would.
Okay. Thank you, Nate.
I think that's the reasoning behind
okay.
it.
Dude, I could have told you that.
But how about this?
How about it?
Is this like your toilet seat idea that someone else invented?
It's just like my toilet seat
Bring
idea,
it
except
on.
Not at all.
I'm ready.
I'm not a frequent masturbator. I'm actually probably, I do maybe like twice, I'd say once a week.
Okay.
In that realm.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, you have a girlfriend, right?
You have a girlfriend. You're in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
And there are factors in relationships that will bring up or down the number of times that you self-pleasure, as well as your age.
As well as age. But I have to say, this has been almost a constant. You know, I'm not a frequent pleasure seeker. But when I do, I've used oil or lotion. Actually, I've never used oil, but I've used lotion maybe two times, and
okay.
I was like, what's the point? As a matter of fact, I feel it inhibits the pleasure that I experience.
Really? Why is that? Because you're worried about the cleanup, or?
Not at all. Actually.
Okay, Bill Cosby? What? That's weird. So you don't like lubrication?
On his hand.
On my hand.
That's what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying. And maybe it's because I know how to pleasure myself better than any woman could. And I don't require that moisture to enjoy that.
This is a conversation I don't want to be a part of anymore. I'm
well,
tapping
hit the eject
out.
Button.
Tapping out. We're done.
Tapping out.
No, no,
done.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. But what you're saying, I get what you're saying because you know your own grip. So you know how hard to grip, how loose to grip.
And where.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to go raw on yourself.
Nah.
Especially as infrequently as you do it.
And again, in these films, it's like this vigorous motion. And for me,
You like to take your time with yourself?
I sweet talk myself, bro.
Sure. Sure.
Kareem?
Kareem, where do you fall on this?
I don't even want to be having this conversation with. This is not a conversation you have with another man.
Talk to Diana Hong.
This is what white guys do, Kareem. We sit around and talk about masturbation.
Here's the thing. I'm going to. Okay. This is the thing.
No, we don't do that shit.
Okay.
You're trying to put me in the O'Shea Jackson column. Trying to get my black card taken.
I have this joke about how, like, for as a lesbian, our hands are like our penis. That bit.
Yeah.
But then, like.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do have to buy her some finger extensions.
Fuck you. But, like, guys, like, you guys have two vaginas. That's basically what it is. So, I mean, however you want to do it, like, that's on you. It's fucking weird that you guys have this conversation.
No, I think it's amazing.
It's a healthy thing.
Yeah.
How is this a healthy thing? Like, hey, what are your masturbation? Actually, you know what's
weird?
Let's
talk about
my
women.
One wife. Like when I was in high school, my wife friend. Only my wife friends ever did this kind of shit. She came up to me and started randomly giving me masturbation tips, and I was like, "This was unsolicited." Like, I had no idea where she thought this was okay.
I'm guessing you look tense. Maybe a bit uptight.
No, she was like, do you masturbate? I was like, this is a weird conversation. And she was like, okay, so I just tried this thing. I was like, no, bitch, we're done. We're not talking right now.
Well, I would never assume that what pleasures me would pleasure another person the same way.
Right.
That's a good assumption.
For instance, Sam's hand would give me no excitement at all.
Good point.
I would high five you, but you're far away and it would be weird after that comment.
That's something you don't high five after.
Listen, that's all we have, Diana. That's all white guys have is high fives.
That's what we've got.
We have no rhythm. We have no play. We have high fives and masturbation talk. That's what we have.
That's what we got.
So weird. So fucking weird.
All right.
You got to embrace the women lib movement and just be honest about how you pleasure yourself and help each other out. You got the woman over there who's hella tight, and she doesn't know what she's doing.
Right.
Why don't you share a little advice?
Yeah, go figure it out on your own. Take some time. Take some me time and do your own thing. Or if you're gay and you're hot, we can work something out. Like, those are the only two options.
That's actually sound advice. Thank you, Diana Hong.
Well, it's sort of like in Fast Times at Ridgemont High when they're talking about oral sex, and she has her deep throat a carrot in the cafeteria, and she chokes on it.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It's a good movie, though.
You are so repulsed at even the thought of a phallus, aren't you?
I've seen one.
I was in tech school. I saw this girl do that with a banana. Like the whole thing.
That's rough on the end, too.
Stop talking! It's so gross.
It's a long woman's finger.
She wasn't
She
wasn't. She wasn't attractive. She didn't look that great.
Does that attract you guys? Like when you see a woman doing something like that?
Yes.
I'm going to be the oddball to say it doesn't really titillate me in one way or the other.
Why do we have so much in common? This weirds me out.
Me and you, the
John
hetero
Stamos.
Dude and the lesbian woman. You, me, and John Stamos is a belly button.
He's a lesbian.
John Stamos might be a lesbian.
I wouldn't talk about John Stamos.
Oh, you're saying I'm a lesbian?
You've been called
worse. I might be a lesbian.
You were called a lumbersexual last week.
I was a lumbersexual last week. True. This week I'm a lesbian.
All right. Well, last time we checked in with the Duggar clan, they have the 19 kids and counting. They had challenged their good and godly married followers to snap a kissing photo and share it underneath that picture of Jim, Bob, and Michelle locking lips. Well, that escalated, and now the American Family Association says they're being targeted by, and I quote, rabid homosexual activists.
Fucking gays, man.
Did they not ask for it?
Now, a bit of the background. Some same-sex couples heeded Michelle and Jim Bob's call to share testaments of their married love, which I'm sure was meant to be utterly inclusive. However, at least one of those photos mysteriously vanished off the thread. That's according to E! Online, at which point everybody suddenly woke up and noticed all the Duggars' far-right ties and activism, such as a robocall from Michelle Duggar, which the Huffington Post reports resulted in a change.org petition to ask TLC to boot the show. Hold on. They described this as a horrific robocall, so I must find this. Hold on.
Robocall?
Yeah, that's when they call and just play a message over the phone. All right, here we go. Get ready to get called by Michelle Duggar.
Hello, this is Michelle Duggar. I'm calling to inform you of some shocking news that will affect the safety of Northwest Arkansas women and children.
What?
The Fayetteville City Council is voting on an ordinance this Tuesday night that would allow men, yes, I said men, to use women's and girls' restrooms, locker rooms, showers, sleeping areas, and other areas that are designated for females only.
What?
I don't believe the citizens of Fayetteville would want males with past child predator convictions that claim they are female to have a legal right to enter private areas reserved for women and girls.
It's a transsexual robocall. So, yeah, that led to a petition. I hate petitions. So, anyway, the American Family Association has weighed in. They are very concerned the Duggars are under attack from, and again, rabid homosexual activists. They're begging their supporters to sign a counter petition on behalf of the show. And this is the statement. Rabid homosexual activists have made America's favorite family enemy number one. The Duggar family from TLC Network's 19 Kids and Counting has shared their strong Christian faith with millions of families across America for years. They are unashamedly pro-life and Christ-centered. Because of their uncompromising stand on marriage and abstinence, the homosexual lobby has drawn a bully bead on Jim and Michelle Duggar. Gay activists are publicly labeling Jim and Michelle with words like ignorance and fear-mongering. In the past week, homosexuals launched a very frightening and fast-growing petition asking TLC to cancel 19 Kids and Counting. Already, their hate-filled petition has gathered 130,000 signatures, thanks to the liberal media's propaganda machine.
I stopped listening. I really don't give a fuck what these people have to say.
I put my hand in my face and shut down.
I'm sorry, what happened? Can we move on?
Let's move on.
I don't like these people, like, at all.
I don't either.
Well, you're a rabid homosexual, so I understand. All right, so let's
I, by default, am obviously a lesbian.
That's true. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back in time to a news report from the early 70s about a vote on women's liberation. This is from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I found this very interesting. It's actually from 1970.
Well, tomorrow, 50 years after we gave them the vote, the women are going to strike to support their liberation demands. Thankfully, Cedar Rapids Women's Liberation Movement is pretty much dormant.
If I knew what they were going on strike for, I'd be able to answer.
No, I don't believe I will. I don't think that's necessary at all.
I don't think too much of it. A woman's place is in the home.
So remember,
you tell them, lady.
If you come to work tomorrow and your secretary refuses to do the filing and then go home and find that your wife has refused to do the cooking, don't blame them. Remember, you gave them the vote 50 years ago. This is Mike Scott, male chauvinist, TV9 Eyewitness News.
So it was your fault. You gave them the vote.
Male chauvinist.
Diana?
Male chauvinist.
I can't even, to quote every white girl in this season, I can't even.
I can't even.
I can't even finish this thought. It's basically what I'm trying to say.
By the way, this is about the time Bill Cosby was allegedly drugging and raping women early on. So the same time.
Well, if they don't have a say, technically it was consensual in his mind because that's the only opinion that matters, right?
Well,
did I get that right?
That's why I'm saying that was the very large prevailing viewpoint in a lot of people at that time. That's what I'm saying.
The majority matters. What? No?
No, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying there was a different America then.
Yeah.
They had Super Bowls. They weren't halftime performers, but there will be this year. It's Katy Perry.
Yay!
I thought she was like, no, I'm not about that.
No, what
she's always said.
What she said was, she said, I'm not paying to perform.
That's right.
So what happened?
She is not paying them to perform. She's going to perform at halftime.
Good for her. Go, Katy Perry.
Wait, she's not paying them to perform. I don't get
it. The NFL floated this idea that performers should pay the NFL for the privilege of performing at halftime of
Since
the Super
when
Bowl.
Did that start? So Justin Timberlake and all them, like Paul McCartney, paid the NFL to perform.
No, they did not.
No one has, but let's be honest. There's no event in America where you're going to have more eyeballs in one place. And it's obviously a great career move if you're the one up on the center
stage. And that's how you get the gays to fucking watch. When like
Katy Perry?
Who was it? Didn't Beyonce
John Stamos?
Yeah, John Stamos performed, right?
He does a belly
dance.
Like,
my roommate, he was like, I don't get the NFL. I don't get football. I hate football. But, like, I think, was it Beyonce? Someone was performing. And
Beyonce.
He's like, yeah. He's yeah. like, everybody shut the fuck up. And I was like, we're missing the game, dude. Like, because we had to shut up, like, before now. I love this song. This is my favorite song.
I hate this song.
I love this song. Dana Hong getting bust out some Gangnam Style.
Check it out.
Okay, enough of that. Kareem,
oh, wait,
Kareem,
why do we stop?
Because Kareem hates it. And
it's a beautiful song.
I don't want to anger Kareem anymore over something this stupid.
The Black Eyed Peas were actually a pretty good group until they...
What, got Fergie?
he just threw an ellipses at us. Yeah. He left us hanging.
Until they
added that bitch.
Okay, that bitch is not bad. Yeah. Don't Lie is a good song.
You just love her, Lady Lumps.
That song is so funny. No. It's so funny.
They were actually a really good hip-hop group until they added her.
Oh, yeah, and now they're making millions of dollars. I'm pretty sure they're sorry they're not sorry.
It's all about them dollars. Hashtag Black Friday.
Damn,
you're a
hoe. Those last, like, 2 minutes, I've just been really funny. Like you were just saying
that. I'm pretty sure they are, too, but now they're a pop group.
Yeah. They are.
Oh, no, everyone's pop now. Everyone money that's
Taylor
hip-hop.
Swift is pop, let's
be
honest.
They are the Taylor Swift of hip-hop.
Is the Taylor Swift of hip-hop. Well, he's not really considered hip-hop. He thinks he's hip-hop. Every fucking person that's making hella money off of, and they're in the Billboard Top 100, they're pop. I'm sorry, there's no such thing as fucking hip-hop.
Hashtag
hip-hop
fuck
pop.
You if you hated Snoop Lion. Fuck you, hashtag.
But I heard his album was actually pretty good.
I love Snoop Lion, dude. I fucking love it.
I remember when there was something called rock and roll music.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I do.
Not anymore.
Yeah, there is. It's just hiding.
It
it's
is
in the
hiding.
Underground.
Look,
and check
yeah.
it out. I love me some rock and roll, but there's also the fact that rock and roll has had an identity crisis
Old-time rock and roll, Sam.
Thank
the
you
The kind
for
of music just soothes your soul.
Okay, so you've got that. But then you've got Jerry Lee Lewis hammering
been the
on the
same since
piano
y'all
keys.
Stole that from us, too.
Yeah. Thank you, Africa, for giving us rock and roll.
Yes.
Well, that's kind of, he does have a point.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. So
y'all did take that.
So, yeah, that's right.
Every decade.
And we turned it into Poison. The band Poison.
That's,
yeah.
That's,
so
that
welcome.
So
now
true.
With hip-hop, it's, what is it?
Well,
Macklemore
and Iggy Azalea. So,
oh my God, that's right. That bitch won.
So
she
now,
won.
South Africa.
So now they're gonna rename.
Isn't she from South Africa?
No, she's from Australia.
She's
oh,
from Australia.
Same thing.
And yeah. She was actually pop before they like released the music video, and then she was like super pop,
changed
like Britney Spears. Yeah, Britney Spears pop. And so when she raps, you can like if she raps live, you can hear that she purposely makes her voice deep. Like she doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. She makes great pop rap. Don't get me. I love Iggy.
So now
I love
Iggy. They'll end up changing hip hop and rap to. They'll give it a new name and then like, oh, yeah. We invented it back in 2014.
Oh my God. God, we're fucking old.
Anyway, Katy Perry. Back to Katy Perry.
I love Katy Perry.
She's on the road for her world tour. She was in Australia, speaking of.
Nice.
She took to Twitter to slam, quote,
she is my-
many grown men who had followed her around a beach and wouldn't leave her alone. She tweeted this.
She wanted it.
Australian press, you should be ashamed of your paparazzi and tabloid culture. Your paparazzi have no respect, no integrity, no character, no humanity. I was stalked by many grown men today as I tried to take a quiet walk to the beach. These men would not stop as I pleaded over and over to let me have my space. Many other people stopped to try to help, but the paps continued to laugh at me and hold their barrels up and shoot. They told me to make a deal with them, give them a bathing suit shot, and they would leave me be. This is perverted and disgusting behavior that should never be tolerated, especially by people who do not want this. I will never make a deal with paparazzi, and I will not befriend anyone who perpetuates this kind of behavior.
Let's not pretend she's already made deals with the paparazzi, okay? Hey, this is my better side. Get me over here.
They do make deals like that, though.
They're all about it. So paparazzi's their best.
Okay, let me give you this picture, and you leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
And then she posted pictures of three of them. They look kind of creepy. One of them looks super creepy. One looks kind of creepy. And the other guy just looks like bored.
They don't have time to like really sleep or eat because they have to be awake stalking people. That's paparazzi is getting. You're paying to stalk. That's what you're doing.
It's an exhilarating profession, I'm sure.
Hey, by the way, Jennifer Aniston would like you to know that she was the original magazine cover butt queen.
Butt queen.
Before Kim Kardashian last week. Because back in 1996, she was on the cover of the Rolling Stone, and you could see her butt all blurry in the background.
It's kind of flat, but she is so hot.
She said, mine was innocent. There was nothing aggressive about that. Sorry, Kim K, she jokingly added after Extra called her a pioneer.
I'm sorry. I'm mumbling two reasons. Okay. Alcohol, and I absolutely despise Jennifer Aniston.
Why?
Why?
To everyone who loves her and thinks she's the face of Friends, you're an idiot.
Oh, no, she's not the face of Friends, but she's a pretty face.
She's not a pretty face. She's got lockjaw, and she's...
What the fuck? How can you see lockjaw?
Lockjaw! Just like that.
What are you talking about?
I'm about to shank Sam over here.
I know.
Oh, shit.
Where are you going with this?
I'm just trying to say, Jennifer Aniston and all that, and I think y'all bought into a different type of paparazzi.
Diana, throw me that beer
bottle. It ain't the Black Friday.
Hurry up, Diana.
Kareem, you're anti-Black Friday, but you're pro-Jennifer Aniston. It's all the same.
I'm about to break
Oh, God!
Sam, this is God. I'm going to need you to back down a little bit, because Jennifer Aniston... Yeah, she's in her mid-40s, and she's only getting hotter. So
a little Botox, a little teeth whitening, and it happens.
I think you might want to dial it back.
I'm going to tell you, the only reason I'm going to dial it back is I just accidentally hit myself in the gonads, and it's uncomfortable.
See, that's what
I got a little excited.
Even his gonads don't agree with him. Like his hand was like, motherfucker, what is wrong with you?
You're right. I'm gonna hold my tongue now. Go on.
Yeah, Jennifer, I mean, you can dislike her acting. You can dislike a lot of things
about
her.
I don't think she's attractive.
That's fine. She's attractive. She may not be for you, and that's cool.
Okay.
But Jennifer Aniston is an attractive woman. So.
Good diffuser.
Yeah, all right, let's do this.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool?
All right, first up in cool or tool, rabid homosexuals. Kareem?
Cool.
Okay, Sam?
Are we talking about a Vietnamese man named Fuck You who rapes people after stealing $220?
No, rabid homosexual activists.
Activists?
Yes, rabid homosexual activists.
I don't think there's ever a point where you need to be rabid, but, you know, you got to be what you're all about. Let your freak flag fly. I'm going to say homosexual activists, cool, rabid, tool.
That's almost an answer. Diana?
I don't know, because they're the rabid homosexual, whatever, that's obviously opinionated. But yay, gay. I don't fucking care. I don't have the energy for the Duggars, regardless. They're just fuck them.
Maybe you should get that rabid homosexuality looked into. Something about that.
My head hurts.
It's fine. Hey, up next in Cooler Tool, the 70s. Sam, the 70s.
70s are most excellent, my friend.
Diana, the 70s?
We're talking about that fucking interview. No. What the fuck? You heard that shit. No.
Kareem, the 70s, cool or tool?
Darn it. I grew up in the 70s.
The 70s brought us so many good things.
Cool.
Yeah, the 70s brought us Shaft.
Shaft, baby.
There's nobody cooler than Shaft.
There's no one more male chauvinist than Shaft.
Listen, he was a sex machine to not just one, but all the chicks.
You really want to get shaked tonight, don't you?
I love Shaft. I fucking
your
love
lips
him.
Are getting
I support
thinner
Shaft.
And thinner every time you open your mouth.
Shaft's big score, Shaft in Africa, the whole trilogy. And finally in Cooler Tool, Australia. Australia, Diana?
I mean, it's all right. I haven't been. I would love to go. I'm going to say cool just because I want to go.
Yeah, Sam?
I was about to say exactly what Diana said, but then I thought of the foreign exchange student from England who came to the place I lived in California. which was a small mountain town, ridden with snow, and he expected beaches. And he said, this shit sucks. I thought I was moving to California where there's beaches. And maybe all we know about Australia is beaches and cool shit. And maybe that's not enough for me to make my bias. So I'm going to say, Australia, you're just as human as the rest of us. I'm sure you got you some shit all hit up in there.
Why did this turn so
okay, it's
deep?
It's cool or
yeah,
cool.
There's no middle, man. There's no...
no, one. I'm getting there. Australia got great beaches, probably a lot of great people, but you're just as tool as every other nation in the world.
The music ran out.
I'm sorry, Kareem. I ran the music out before you got it dead. Yellow.
White people take it every day.
Hey, she's olive tone. And honestly, I probably got more olive tone than this little North Korean.
You
does.
Know what? Fuck you.
North Korean.
Fuck you, first of all. Second of all, I used to be hella dark, all right? It's just, it's the winter. I quit golf. This shit happens. But I used to be hella dark. I used to be like Samoan.
I quit disc golf because I broke my arm.
I wouldn't brag about being Samoan.
No, I mean like color.
You gotta be okay. You gotta be happy color. About who you is.
Well, but she's not Samoan. She's not. She's Korean.
She's Korean. He's Kareem.
It's
Let's
true.
See what he has to
it's
say.
True. Kareem, Australia, cool or tool?
Tool.
Yeah, Australia. I'm gonna go cool because I want to go there. I agree with Diana.
Mm. Yay! Finally, people agree with me. Well, finally, I have an opinion. That could be one.
Cooler tool shouldn't take this long. I'm sorry.
No, it shouldn't. That's the whole idea. It's a very
it's a single answered thing, but I can't get there.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
He's such a lesbian.
I overthink things. Hella complicated. That's exactly
hella
correct.
Hella lesbian.
Damn it.
All right, some sad news for you. If you grew up and watched wrestling in the 80s. You remember the man named Kamala, the Ugandan giant, who was not actually Kamala or a Ugandan giant. He was a man from Mississippi who was actually a truck driver. And
I mean, he looks pretty giant.
He is big. His name is James Harris. And he is now a double amputee. He's lost both of his... Yeah, he had a 30-year career as a professional wrestler. He was billed as the cannibalistic headhunter from the African jungles. So, you know, not politically correct, but he was one of the industry's most terrifying heels during the 80s and 90s. In fact, children often scattered or hid behind their parents as the 6'7", 380-pound wrestler, clutching a spear and wearing nothing but a white face paint and a leopard skin loincloth, sauntered
That's
barefoot.
Dope.
Down the nah, it's kind. It's I don't
kind
know.
Racist,
I'm into
isn't
that.
It?
Kareem, I don't.
Not if a white guy does it, because this is America.
He was not a white guy.
I'm just trying to say.
Okay, first off, the fact that he was a headhunter, and if he was a white guy, all of that is still
he
wrong.
Was,
it's still wrong.
Yeah.
He was employed by a white person who
Thank
wrote
you,
his storyline.
Yeah,
come on. He's going to play the role of the savage man
from Africa.
Once again,
got to make that paycheck, but that is sad.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
As a matter of fact, there was an article not that long ago about how racist wrestling was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's very stereotypical. That's basically media. That's how you do it.
I mean, they had the
that's
fat white
fake,
guy wearing
guys.
A suit with dollar signs on it. How fucking racist is that?
Yeah.
At the time, he was believed unable to speak English. Kamala, who's actually a truck driver from Mississippi, was usually flanked by a masked handler named Kim Chi. I'm looking at you, Diana.
Is that a Korean?
Unclear.
Still very racist and confused. Now it's just kind of confusing.
A man named Kim is as racist
well,
as it gets.
I'm guessing it was Korean because Kim Chi
is our staple food, which
exactly.
is incredibly racist to name a character
is it
after
a
staple food.
Is it a noodle?
No, what the fuck? It's a pickled cabbage.
Yeah. They bury it in the ground.
We buried it in the ground to keep it refrigerated. This is back in the day before we made kimchi refrigerators.
I only know because I watched MASH, okay?
Oh, my God. Obviously, because MASH is so historically updated.
Look, I knew that you buried kimchi in the ground, and that was historically accurate.
Historically accurate, but I mean like present tense. Yeah,
it was in the 50s. Anyway, he was the kind of guy you had nightmares about, says longtime wrestling commentator Jim Ross. But out of the ring, you couldn't find a more beautiful person. Wrestling matches may be scripted, but Much of the physicality is real. Still, the sting that followed a chair shot from Hulk Hogan or a headbutt from Andre the Giant was nothing compared to the pain that Harris felt as he lay in a hospital bed in the fall of 2011 when diabetes forced doctors to amputate his left leg.
Did you say diabetes?
I did.
What's up, Wilford Brimley?
Well, look, he's
Liberty Life made me...
diabetes. He endured the trauma again the following spring as the disease claimed his right leg, too. He said, I'm never going to walk again. It's just something I have to accept. He is crammed into an electric wheelchair outside his home in Mississippi, not far from the fields where he grew up picking cotton. He gets emotional as he relives the hell of losing his limbs. The physical discomfort may be gone, but his new life is a continuous struggle. Whether it was dealing with the murder of his sister or the loss of his son to AIDS...
Are you kidding me? This is depressing as all hell.
It's Black Friday.
Oh, God.
And this is a dark... You want real? This is real. Oh. Or fending for himself in a corporate world with a ninth grade education, he's always been defined by his ability to persevere in the face of adversity. But he's never encountered a challenge as daunting as this one. While the former main event opponents such as Hulk Hogan and The Undertaker enjoyed their lives as millionaires, Harris rifles through the mail each day for his monthly disability check. The air conditioner is out in his $39,000 home, and he can't afford to get it fixed. The same goes for the transmission in his truck, which means his wife, who was recently laid off from a job she held for 28 years, can't drive him into town to attend church or to eat dinner. Said, when you're on a fixed income, it's hard to save money for your vehicle. And until his recent hospitalization, he had not left his house in more than 2 months. Instead, the 64-year-old Harris spends his mornings and afternoons in his garage, waving at people who drive by and honk. He builds wooden chairs by hand, branding each with his Kamala signature before selling them online for $150. So if you want to buy a chair made by hand, probably made really well, that's something you can do. He was giddy when someone ordered four of them this past fall after he spent 2 weeks constructing the chairs, except the man decided he didn't want them anymore. Now,
oh God,
he demands half the cash up front.
Which, good.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like a commission.
And when you
I hate fucking people so fucking much. How the fuck are you gonna order four fucking chairs and then not be like, oh, JK.
Change my mind.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Sorry, little man.
Fuck
with
him.
Only
fuck
nubs
people that
for
do
legs.
That shit. I hate people so much, and that's why shit like that, because they feel they're entitled to every fucking thing. No, you're not. Yeah, you work hard for your shit, but you're also like paying someone else. People need to fucking respect other people. This makes me sad. And
she made a good point right there. She did a lot of generalizing, which is never okay, but you made a solid point with that. You got to respect fucking people.
Let's pick it up at the end here, though. Now,
I like almost want to cry. That's so sad.
That's jacked up.
He had a traveling carnival of a career that took him everywhere.
Did they have to use that that phrase?
From Africa to London to Puerto Rico.
Freak show with little nubs.
No. This was when he was wrestling.
Traveling
to Puerto
carnival.
Rico to Dubai, not to mention nearly all 50 states. Still, Harris is determined to not let it get the best of him. He smiles. Life, he says, is worth living.
So you just put a smile on my Black Friday face.
So the next time you start feeling like your life is hard and things aren't going well for you, take a second to think about this guy.
Let's talk about institutionalized racism at this fucking point, because look at who is making millions and doing all that shit and wasting their money on fucking $20 plastic Barbies, fucking Hulk Hogan or whatever, and then fucking shitty ass pop career for your daughter, which I do have that one song with Paul Wall. That's it. But I illegally downloaded that, sort of, not putting that on record. And then this guy.
Well, okay, you can stop yelling now, because institutional racism didn't give him diabetes.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Diabetes doesn't see race, it says human.
Now,
you weigh too much goddamn carbohydrates.
Think about like what, like, okay, if he's not eating, making all the, that's what it kind of does. Like, your diet is determined based on how, do you think people in the fucking ghetto can afford like whole food shit? No, like when I would fucking have to eat at the fucking liquor store, and that's like because it's available, it's the only thing available, so you don't have to travel
when
that
I
far.
When I was fucking
and
broke
unhealthy.
And I'm white, I ate Doritos and Top Ramen.
Yeah, so for people to be like, "Oh, how can you be poor and fat?" It's fucking bullshit. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what's available to you.
But
that's what you have to go with. So
Diana,
fuck people that don't get that. Like,
you're absolutely correct.
Oh, I'm so.
But what we're
going
to do is we're going to promote this. Listen to what the good man had to say. He said, when shit kicks you down, your legs get chopped off, and your delta...
I don't know if you should have used kicks, man. kicked. Kicks.
When guy. You got no legs.
And by the way, if you need kicks, Diana is working at the Black Friday. Mall. Black Friday.
Go you make her Black Friday.
Fuck that. Use your fucking money. Buy a chair from this dude. That's what I fucking.
Round of applause.
I'm going to put that shit on my page and be like, yo, like, just buy a fucking chair, man. Buy. This is a gift. This person needs it. This person used to be like he had an opportunity. He probably thought he got a break for a break of a lifetime. And this is something that happens all the fucking time.
There are people who bleach their anus. I'm going to tell you. I heard about a woman. I heard about a tiny little girl named Maria.
Okay.
Maria was born without an anus. And my friend's father was able to pay for her anal reconstructive surgery and saved her life.
Is he lying? Is he
this
serious?
Is real life.
Why does it come up with these weirdest fucking
this
stories?
This is real life.
Like the wall. I'm still not over the wall.
When it all comes down to it, when your life sucks and the Ferguson, Missouri verdict was unsatisfactory, guess what, Kareem? I know you've still got an anus. Little Maria was born without one.
And then she had a drawstring put in. It was heartwarming.
I can't. No, I refuse.
At least
to
I
deal
have
with
an
this.
Anus. When oh life kicks you in the balls,
dude, that's the worst thing to say. To someone, it could be worse. I'm like, yeah, it could always be worse. But the fact is, it's me. And you're obviously living better than me, so you, of all people, can't say. If I wanted to feel guilty about my situation, I'd go fucking
what
move
about
to
homeboy,
Africa
black
and kick it
dude
there.
Who's got no legs? He's not living better than you, and he's going to tell you to live better.
Yeah, life's worth living, Diana.
Yeah, when you're so like you, if you get fucked over all the time, you can't help but be positive, because if you don't have that, like, you literally have nothing else. So I respect that. But at the same time, like, I feel like someone should defend him and be like, yo, like, you were treated like shit, like, you deserve something. So, like, yeah, if I make enough money next pay period, I'm going to buy a fucking... What am I going to do with a chair? I don't know what I'm going to do with a chair. I'm buying a fucking chair. It just pisses me off that he was, like, with these people, like, Hulk and whoever the fuck, and he got something like this. And he's waiting for a disability check? Like,
what I'd like to
the
see...
the fact that Vince McMahon is a billionaire and all
right?
the wrestlers that wrestle for him
doesn't
have
support,
yeah,
what, support
and,
our brother.
And it's not just the black wrestlers here. There's plenty of wrestlers of all
right.
shapes, sizes, and colors who
given
didn't make money.
Entertainment shaft.
Yeah. The number of wrestlers who are like Hulk Hogan... At least the ones in the 70s and 80s and when this guy was coming up, most of them don't have anything.
Right.
If they can work, they're working. And if they can't work, they're on disability.
Mm-hmm. But it's like his whole gimmick, his whole play was a villain that was obviously a racialized villain. It's
stereotype.
Weird. It's a stereotype. It was a weird, shitty situation from the get that shouldn't have happened, but it did because it made good TV
right.
or entertainment. I get why they did it, but at the same time, he took the opportunity, the only one that he got, and he took it because he had no choice. And so I think that he makes chairs and he's still trying to do the damn thing. That's awesome, and that makes me really sad. Like I don't know what it is. I understand there's a lot of stories out there like this, but this one. One, because you read it and it's out there and I know about it. It makes me really sad. But it's like, I think that it hits close to home because I can picture me being like that. Because what if I took that one break and I just said, fuck it. And then, you know, eventually that money's going to run out and then I'm stuck in the same thing. Like, you never know in this industry, but I'm lucky I have a college degree. He has a ninth grade education, which is probably not that uncommon at that time period.
I bet you he's not out spending all that money on Black Friday.
He doesn't have any. Hey, by the way, speaking of big breaks, you can catch Diana at the Comedy Store in L.A. on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Please do. Please do.
If you're listening in Southern California, Diana will be at the Comedy Store on Sunday. Any day, what time?
Its show starts at 7:45. But if you order tickets and you say you're going to pay at the door under my name, then it's $10 as opposed to $15. Which is...
That's like a Black Friday deal.
Yeah, which is, you know, as a comic, like, especially for the Comedy Store in the main room, is a great show. It's a great deal for that venue. So, like, I try to make it as cheap as I could for everybody because I know everyone's going to be tired around the holidays. So I tried, but please support local-ish talent would be great.
And mention Diana's name because they'll go, oh, Diana Hong, and then they'll put a little check mark.
Yeah, and so I can pretend to be popular and then I can come back.
Maybe.
The only reason I'm going is because they think I'm popular. But that's a lie.
That's coming up Sunday. Sunday. Okay. We've heard a lot of really sad stories, okay? But I think I found the saddest one of all, and it comes to us from Cleveland. Residents are very upset, and I think we need to hear about it.
It's not Cleveland.
It's Cleveland.
Ohio.
Okay, come on. Now it's not going to play. God damn. Could my life be any worse? This internet clip won't play.
Let's all pretend.
You have an anus.
I do.
At least you have an anus.
I do have an anus.
And at least Drew Carey.
It's not going
has
to play.
Lost a lot of weight and is now hosting.
Actually,
Price is Right.
It's a Cleveland news site, but it's from Reading, Pennsylvania, where the city Christmas tree has elicited so many complaints from residents that it's being taken down. According to WFMZ, several people have called the 50-foot Norwood spruce pathetic and ugly. The community group has raised... The community group raised about $1,000 to pay for a possible replacement. They're looking for a total of $5,000 to pay for the decorations and other expenses. And another tree lighting ceremony will be held once a new tree is in place. The Associated Press reports that the puny pine was a last-minute stand-in taken from a city park. The city had planned to get a tree from a farm, but the owner wouldn't let the crews drive on wet ground when they went to pick the tree up. So apparently Reading, Pennsylvania, that's the worst of it for them. Damn Christmas tree. Damn them.
I can't believe you bought me the pathetic pie.
Damn it. Hey, let's do a little Florida corner. We always feel better after that. Oh, now you're knocking over all the bottles trying to pick up a cat.
Ace.
Yeah. A Gainesville, Florida man was arrested after police say he poked his girlfriend in the eye over not getting his birthday breakfast request. James Irving, who's 44, got into a fight with his live-in girlfriend over his birthday present and preferred celebratory breakfast. That's according to Gainesville PD booking report and information provided.
You got me a double stack. I wanted a triple stack. See, boom! And just riding the peepers.
See, here's the thing. He wanted pancakes.
Uh-huh. Who doesn't?
But bitch made him waffles.
I hope they're gluten-free.
And to express his disdain,
bitch,
he poked...
have my waffles.
What, waffles? I wanted pancakes. To express his disdain, Irving poked his girlfriend in the eye, which prompted a call to the police. He was handcuffed.
With what?
I'm guessing his finger, since they didn't say an implement.
Okay.
She should have known to not make him waffles.
This is...
He was handcuffed and taken to the county jail on a misdemeanor battery charge. The next morning, jail staff served inmates breakfast of fruit, grits, sausage, bread, and butter. That's according to the sheriff's spokesperson.
Important. That's vital information for your everyday life.
It is, and it's important because there were no waffles, because those just make him angry. Yeah. It wasn't his birthday anymore, so no pancakes for
him. He
would have
gone poking everybody in the eye.
Mm-hmm. Also in Florida, an Osceola County woman was accused of stabbing her ex-boyfriend to death.
Whoa.
Reportedly told investigators she did it because she believed that he put a curse on her.
Maybe he did.
News 13 obtained the report in which Kissimmee police say Amanda Lopez told detectives she thought about killing Larry Lee Fryer for over a year. That's first-degree murder. Lopez, who's 26, was arrested in Orlando, where police said she tried to catch a bus to New York. She was charged with first-degree murder and moved from Orange County to the Osceola County Jail without bond. Police found Fryer, who was 57, in an apartment with stab wounds. So he's 57, his girlfriend was 26. Maybe he did put a spell on her.
Sounds like the whole Charles Manson, except not quite as gross.
He called 911 shortly after the stabbing. He said, hurry. 911 said, what's wrong, sir? He said, I've been stabbed. And they asked, sir, who stabbed you? He was taken to a nearby hospital, where he later died. The arrest affidavit, police said Lopez felt Fryer had, quote, done something to her, and she needed to be free from his demons.
The police said this.
It's in the arrest report. That's what she told them.
She had to be freed from his demons.
From his demons. One of the victim's neighbors said he isn't sure what to believe. Said it could be anything. That's according to Joey Stewart. It could be a cover-up that she didn't want to murder somebody, or it could be that she really was possessed by someone. He said some people believe demons can cause possessions and seek help for it. Police said an autopsy report showed Fryer had approximately 8 stab wounds.
Approximately eight. Maybe it was 7.5.
Well, it could be. Inside, in one side, out the other. But here's what we learned from Florida. Make pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Not waffles.
Not waffles for the birthday. And, more importantly, do not put a spell on somebody.
Dude, don't go putting spells on people. They're going to stab you approximately eight times.
Approximately eight stabbings. Hold on. It's Black Friday. Hold on. Let me a little Black Friday music.
Hurry
in
up
here.
While I resist your demons.
my Black Friday demons?
Yeah.
There we go. A little bit of Black Friday.
If you're not Black Friday shopping with your loved ones, then you're succumbing to the Black Friday demons. Thanksgiving is all about family and giving thanks.
Well, it was yesterday. This is Black Friday.
And you should still be with family in comatose state because of all the tryptophan you've ingested.
Or running away from them so that you don't stab them approximately 8 times for being a pain in the ass.
And if you're at Nordstrom and Galleria in Roseville,
buy some shoes.
Definitely for me. Only me.
Well, since
I might tell you a joke, too.
Since we're getting all the plugs in, if you're going to shop Amazon, go to our website, natedarlingshow.com, click the Shop Amazon tab. No extra cost, helps the show, thanks. Got a tip for everybody. If you're looking to steal from somebody or something, say a mosque, you might want to not be wearing a hat with your name on it.
That's deep, Nate. Thanks for that nugget.
Well, police have issued an arrest warrant for Hazik Shah, who's a 23-year-old Edison, New Jersey man, wanted in connection with a theft of several hundred dollars.
Let me guess, with a hat on that had his name on it.
It does. It says Haz.
Oh, sweet God.
From the surveillance tape. Several hundred dollars from a donation box at a local mosque. He's been charged with burglary, theft, and criminal mischief. He allegedly entered the Islamic Center of New Jersey and cut into a sheetrock wall to get the box, working as worshippers walked past unaware. Police released images from surveillance video of a man in the mosque at the time the crime occurred, which were widely disseminated throughout New Jersey. Shah is considered a fugitive. Anyone with information is asked to call the South Brunswick police. Yeah, he's got a hat on that says Haz on it.
What an idiot!
Yeah, well,
this is why the world should stop. Like, some people should just cease to reproduce.
That's most people.
You ever seen the movie Idiocracy? Luke Wilson. It's a terrifying resemblance of exactly where we're headed.
Hey Sam, welcome to Costco. We love you.
Exactly the Costco, Diana. You need to see this movie.
We're not shitting on the Costco or diamond rings anymore. This is not a thing that's happening.
Then you have to retract your last statement. Continue.
I'm just enjoying Black Friday by Steely Dan.
Is that what the song is?
Yeah. It's called Black Friday by Steely Dan.
I've enjoyed a Steely Dan song or two in my day.
Everyone should.
I didn't know they had a Black Friday song.
I didn't know they had a Black Friday song either.
Yeah, it's called Black Friday. I did my research for this show.
Good man.
I tried anyway.
Let's rage on this jam. Uh-oh. I could feel the chaos of the crowds.
Well, I don't think there was a Black Friday when they wrote the song.
Nope, but they were prophetic. They knew.
So anyway, let's do small town news now.
I love small town news.
Also in Derby, Vermont, same as from the Wednesday show. See, on Saturday, the Daly Memorial Library hosted the 23rd annual Christmas Arts and Crafts Fair inside the gymnasium of North Country Junior High. The event not only helps raise money for the library, it allows visitors the chance to get an early start on their Christmas shopping. We all know how important that is. Those who attended were treated to an eclectic mix of products showcasing the rich tradition of arts and crafts throughout the region. Richard and Vera Long of Long Branch Wooden Bowls brought out the entire inventory of wood turned into bowls.
I love those little wooden bowls.
Wood turned to bowls. If you ever drive through Missouri, and I don't recommend it, but if you ever drive through Missouri, there will be, all through the Ozarks, signs for the walnut bowls.
Yes.
The walnut bowls. Like, it's the greatest thing ever. And I'm
if you're going to serve a salad, it better be in a walnut bowl.
Okay.
Or don't bother.
They had wooden bowls. Wooden bowls. To make the bowls, the couple harvests the logs from their property in Holland. See, Mr. Long starts with a rough cut and then shelves and dates each piece. Now, once dry, they're put back on the lathe for a final shaping. They're finished in walnut oil and beeswax. See, that's the key.
The key.
Uh-huh. It takes about 10 to 12 months for each piece to be finished. This is not a big money. I was not aware
of that dedication.
Yeah, that's some time. You got to have some lead time to make your wooden bowls. Richard Wambach from Nick and Wambach Creative Arts has a collection of drawings set up that captured picturesque scenes from across the state. Wambach, based out of Red Hook, New York, says he visits Vermont once a month and is inspired by its beauty. Now, another tradition and popular attraction at the Christmas Arts and Crafts Fair is the Christmas Cafe. Visitors were served homemade soups and finger roll sandwiches. The craft fair lasted until 3 p.m. and saw a steady flow of visitors throughout the day. That was small town news.
Yes, that is. Nothing even happened in that story. That was.
That's why I always stop listening at small town news, because I'm like, I really don't give a fuck unless I speak out.
But sometimes I wish that my town's news was that small.
God, that's what it was like when I went to Washington State in Pullman. It was literally like the college was the news.
Yeah.
And college, it was the same
carves
shit.
Bowl out of wood.
No, it was Cougars lose sandwiches. Again. Like,
it's kind of nice.
Miserable.
All right. Well, before we go, for your Black Friday, Alonzo Bowden, comedian, has a bit called Walmart Black Friday, and I thought we'd take a listen to that because it's not too bad.
I did something this year just purely for the adventure. I went to Walmart on Black Friday because I'd never been shot, and I just wanted to see what that felt like. What the hell is going on at Walmart? And what is wrong with us as Americans? Why are we there?
Come on.
Walmart on Black Friday is a strain. It's like Shark Week meets the L.A. riots. It's people in a feeding frenzy with carts filled with televisions and we're fighting over. We're shooting and stabbing. People getting trampled at Walmart. For cheap Chinese crap. You know, and here's the thing. We buy all this stuff at Walmart and our money goes to China. Then the Chinese fly over here and they're shopping at Nordstrom.
Oh. Buying shoes from Diana.
Yes.
You don't see any Chinese people at Walmart. They're like, man, my cousin in prison made that crap. I'm not buying. We've lost our minds. That's what it is. Collectively, as Americans, I love my country, but we have lost our minds. I don't know when we held the meeting, when we had the vote, when we all got together and said, you know what? Screw it. From here on out, now we don't even care. We'll just play along. Honestly, like when did we develop a fascination with garbage?
And that's it. That's Alonzo Bowden on Black Friday in Walmart. And that's going to do it for the Black Friday episode of the Nate Darling Show. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Didn't do anything silly on Black Friday.
Not buy shoes from me.
It's true.
How many plugs is that in the
list? You might want to dial it back.
Wait, who is
this? It's going to be a more Blacker Friday.
You're seeming needy now.
Rebecca Black Friday. How funny. You're very clever. I like that.
So anyway, if you're in the LA area on Sunday, Diana will be at the Comedy Store. It's kind of a big deal.
It's a huge deal, Nate. Thank you so much for your support, man. I really appreciate. Thank you.
It'll be great when you leave. It'll be great when you leave the show and we have to replace you.
Exactly.
Because you got too big. Diana got too big.
If that ever happens, that'd be dope. I mean, that would never happen. Because it's Friday. It's Friday.
Everybody, if you're traveling, be safe out there on the roads, because I'm going to be driving around too, and I'd like to live to do shows next week and other stuff.
And I want to be able to party with Rebecca Black.
Yeah, I want to hear about Diana at the Comedy Store on Monday when we come back. So please, be careful out on the roads.
My hands up.
Hey, yo.
Hands in the air. Cut.
Hey.
What?
Ho. Hey.
I keep forgetting that this is a podcast and people can't see me. So I feel
raising
the
roof.
Everyone knows what's going on, that I'm just super happy. But no one can hear that.
She's raising the roof, but all you see are palms because she's got tiny fingers.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. You and Kareem are not allowed to sit next to each other anymore. This is some bullshit.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Good luck this weekend, Diana.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, happy Thanksgiving, happy Black Friday, and we'll see you next time.
Put your stuff in the air.
To the weekend.